So now she's going to, I told you a couple of years ago, she'll have to strip down naked. She'll have to be almost a porno queen to stay in the limelight. I pray to God that the Lord can save her soul before she becomes reprobate. That's all you can do. But to lock up and analyze them forever, man, that's unfruitful. Why keep analyzing hip-hop? I can analyze hip-hop for you in one word. Crazy. I've totally analyzed hip-hop, every parameter of it in one word. Crazy. Now move on. Well, I want to know what Jay-Z meant in a song. And do you understand the hidden lyrics that Kanye West rapped about? And let's analyze the latest song by DMX and let's pull that apart. Let's look at how Kirk Franklin is now on an album with Kanye. The devil's got you reacting to everything he does and you're making a ministry out of it. Come on, man. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Get some power and relive the book of Acts. These boys hit the street with Holy Ghost power, bringing the war to the devil. Here we are, examining everything the devil does like he's Jesus or something. Examine Jesus. Stop examining the devil. You examine the devil too much, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to be conformed to the image of the devil. Because you're looking at every nuance of the devil until your soul begins to be enthralled with what the devil does. And that's why you keep going back to examine him. You become enthralled by the devil's entertainment and you examine it all the time and call it a ministry. And in fact, you're really worshiping the devil by proxy. You become a Satanist examining the devil. It's, look, get some Holy Ghost power. Get some power. Mark 16:15-20. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And he says, there are all kinds of signs that follow you. These signs follow them that believe. You're casting out devils. You're healing the sick. You're raising the dead. You're eating or drinking any deadly thing. It won't harm you. You're talking with new tongues. You've got Holy Ghost power. You don't have time to examine the devil when you're bringing in the harvest for God and you're saving folks and the power of God is working through you. Man, examine the devil, man, like the young girls used to say, child, please. Child, please. Examining the devil when you got Holy Ghost power, you got no time for that imp because you're bringing a war right to his front door. So you see now, we're dealing with God, an abstract mind. Your mind will have to become abstract not to be blinded by the light of God's revelation. The reason why the light of God's word blinds you is because you're still concentrating and focusing your eyes on the world. Remember it talked about the eyes of your understanding being opened? What happens when you're in the world? You're stone cold asleep. Every sinner is really asleep. They don't know it. They don't understand anything about God. God is foreign to them. Truth is basically just unbelievable. They can't see it and understand it. Righteousness is foreign. They believe that walking around full of lust, fornication, lying, smoking dope, drinking liquor, watching porno, and living the life of a vagabond is normal. What God does when he saves you, he raises you up to a higher level of thought like him. You become reflective of God's mind because you think higher thoughts. You remember he said, my ways are not like your ways. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. God's ways are higher. God's thoughts are higher. So when you get born again, God's going to lift you up, raise you up, bring you up, take you up. Everything about God is headed up and away from this dismal, filthy, degraded, depraved society the devil runs. So when you're walking around unsaved, you walk around in darkness. What does the Bible say about that? Look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Take a look at verse 11. Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. What's reproving them? Expose them. Don't have anything to do with them, but expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. In other words, come out from the dead, folk. Everybody not saved is dead. And Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. This is the translating power of God. This is the transformational power of God. When your mind begins to be transformed and reset, it's because the Spirit is filling you. You're renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Holy Ghost abstracts the mind, so you can deal with the mind of an eternal being, because you've been set free from time and space. This is why one of the parameters of having real faith is patience, because you're not subject to time. Impatience is a reflection of the fact that you're not eternal, because there is no impatience where there is no time. I'm going to say that again. Y'all got to follow me now. Follow me. You can't be impatient when you walk with God and you're conformed to his image, because there's no time. And impatience is a reflection of the fact that you are getting antsy and anxiety stricken because time is taking too long. This is taking too much time. So you're impatient. But if you're not in time, how can you be impatient when there is no time? So deliverance is getting free from the parameters that bind you to time. And buddy, then you walk around free as a bird, because there's nothing that's going to make you anxious for anything. The Bible says be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by way of prayer and supplications, make your desires known to God. The Bible talks about patience having its perfect work, that you'll be complete and entire and lacking nothing. You're delivered from time parameters when you're really set free. And you walk around not subject to the time and space continuum. When you're impatient, when you're all upset inside and you got anxiety, you better pray and fast your way back out of time. I can tell you what's happening to you already. What's happening to you is you've locked up on something in time and space that's pulling you out of the peaceful world of God where eternity reigns. So you can get impatient about ministry. Man, I just want to go. Let's just get this thing done. Let's just go out here and do it. Let's just get rolling. But you can't make God roll anywhere until he's ready to roll. There'll be no move of God until God moves. That's the way it goes. But you can keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking, keep praying, keep fasting, studying your Bible, and doing the things germane to spiritual growth, so that when God does move, you'll be ready. Look at this. Wherefore, be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Don't be drunk with wine where there is excess. Don't be drunk with the wine, because that's excessive. But instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the last time you just told God thank you? Giving thanks for all things. Thank you, Lord. Sure appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. So what are you thanking the Lord for? All things. Everything. Thank you. That's how you gotta remain thankful. thankful. One of the roots of the word grace is thankfulness. When you say your grace over your food, you're thanking God for your food. Remain thankful. Do not become bitter. Do not become anxious, and do not become impatient. God is always on the move. You and I just don't know it. So he see you here now. So look at this. When you begin to talk about eternal things and things not in time and space that are not subject to this world, it tends to blind people. Why? Just like physical light coming into your mind, spiritual light through the word of God is coming into your mind. But if you don't have the parameters preset in your mind that are germane to the arena of eternity, then the time and space bound mind, what the Bible calls the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, the natural man, that mind has been already set to interact with the seen world. So the mind that is connected to this present world through the senses is blinded by spiritual truth. Because you're actually evaluating reality and interpreting things based on what you see, what you hear, what you taste, touch, and smell. So therefore, that's your reality. I'm interpreting reality based on what this matrix is telling me is real. Now, I always call the world the matrix because the devil is the magician that runs the matrix. He changes the matrix to fit his purposes. The devil is a liar. You know, you start buying too much stuff, they'll change the interest rate to make you stop. They'll cause inflation to make it cost too much. You want to control where people live, that's make the houses too expensive over there. And you can't go over there. And they pay you a certain amount of money to make sure you can't go because we're trying to keep your kind out from over here. You can have you ever noticed how you can travel from one part of the city to another and the gas prices can be as much as 25 cents different? A lot of times the gas prices are higher in the poor areas than they are in the affluent areas. Why? Because affluent people are not going to pay the high prices, and the poor people bound to where they live must pay them. They're always hijacking poor people. The devil is a master of the matrix. He manipulates. He uses sleight of hand. So if you're plugged into the matrix with your five senses, you're already deceived. But what happens when God becomes to illuminate you, when God comes to give you understanding and show you the truth, the mind that is attuned to the matrix in this present evil world will be offended by God's light. It's too bright. It's too bright. And what do you do when the light is too bright hitting your physical eyes? You close your eyes. What do you do when the light of God's word hits your mind that's attuned to this world? You close your mind. You've got a closed mind to the truth because you're saying the light is too bright. So what do people do? They want to pretend to know Jesus and act like they're saved, but they don't want the brightness of the light. So where do they go? They go to religion. They go to church. Church is just another dark hole for folks that don't want the light. So when you don't want the revelation of God, really, you don't want Jesus Christ and the light that exudes from his face and his revelation, I go and find myself a dark hole called the church, crawl in there and pretend like I'm saved. How many of you listening to me right now by live stream and going to listen to this broadcast later? Tuned in to these messages at Omega Ministries while going to church and these messages shocked you. How could these messages shock you when you've been going to church all this time now? You heard this. And it was like, I can't believe this. I can't believe he's saying this. I can't believe. What's doing that? You are in religion and not in a relationship with Jesus. So when the truth is told, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, it blinds you. And at first, the natural inclination is to say, this can't be right. This guy's crazy. But something kept compelling you to keep listening. You tried to say, I'm not listening to this junk anymore. But then you come back and say, let me see what this boob is saying just one more time. And after a while, it began to erode away your resistance. Why did that happen? Your physical eyes have the ability to do two things. They can dilate or they can contract. When your eyes dilate, the pupils get wider to allow more light in to accommodate for darkness. When you walk out into a dark arena, your pupils automatically dilate to try to seek out more light so you can see in the dark. That's night vision. When you're in a well-lit area, your pupils contract to limit the light and focus the light on your retina so you can see. You need less light coming to your eyes when you have more light on the outside of you. So the brighter it is, the more your pupils will constrict to limit the amount of light coming in to your eyes. Now, when the brightness of God's word hits you, the natural inclination is to close your mind, close your eyes, the light's too bright, constrict your eyes. But what happens? Your eyes make the adjustment just like your mind will. At first it was too bright, but if you just stay in the light, your mind will adapt to the truth and you'll change. Don't run from the truth. Let it work on you. The natural inclination is to draw back because it's too bright. Let it work on you. Let it work on you. Your mind will adapt. And then you'll be able to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. And you'll have fellowship one with the other, the Bible says. But you can't run from the light. The Bible says everyone doing the truth comes to the light, that it might be made manifest that their deeds are wrought or worked in God. Don't run from the light. Don't go back to your little silly church where you know they're just crazy. Let the revelatory power of God take a hold on you, because that light is going to abstract your mind. It's going to make you begin to think like God. And 90% of the things you care about now will go away. You'll stop caring about it. Have you ever seen people hanging around, church people, trying to act saved and trying to know stuff and trying to say a lot of stuff and trying to have some input? And that's because their minds have not been transformed. Did you not know when your mind is really transformed, you don't talk as much as you used to? Because you got nothing to prove now. You're not trying to be a know-it-all. When you know God, you don't have to know a bunch of stuff because you know the source of all the stuff. So when you know God for real, you don't have to know data, because I know the one that knows all the data. So I'll just stay with him. And anything I need to know, he'll tell me. So you're not on this endless search to know things. See, it's a way to proclaim the gospel and teach the gospel and preach the gospel that a person is really full of affectations, trying to get oohs and ahs and to get people to say amen and to come across as a person that knows a lot of stuff. And, that's nothing but another feminine affectation working in a guy. He wants to know stuff to impress, especially the women, so the women can be at awe at all of his wisdom and his knowledge and how deep his thinking and his teaching is. And it's just another sissy boy trying to look like they're deep. But when you're teaching people for real, you're transforming them into the image of Christ so that Christ can relate to them. And naturally, by nature, people won't be caught up in you, because Christ will become everything to them at the expense of everybody else. So the normal teaching of the word means that people will get more and more dependent upon Christ and less dependent upon flesh. That's normal. Now, another group of babes need to come in to go through the same process. The babes in Christ, the little ones. You should grow up and go on and reproduce after your own kind. Not always up under a preacher trying to get message after message after message after message. But you have to go through the process. Don't jump up pretending you're in the 12th grade when you're just in the 3rd grade. Go through the process patiently. Let patience have its perfect work, that you'll be complete, whole, entire, and lacking nothing. So you can be blinded by the light. The light of the gospel hits you, but if your eyes have been calibrated to deal with darkness, then the light feels funny. Why is that happening? The best movie I saw in life that ever illustrated this was The Matrix. In The Matrix, the character Neo left the world he was plugged into, and he was awakened out of this suspended state, this suspended animation state. He was suspended and hooked up to computers to use his body as a battery for the computers, and the computers generated a virtual reality in his mind to make him believe he was living when in fact he was just being used. I'll say that again. Exactly what the devil does. He plugs you into his world. He makes you believe you're living when you're just being used. The devil's using you to do what? To empower himself. The devil has no intrinsic power. The devil is a dead spirit. The devil is like any other kind of a leech or parasitical spirit. He has to live off of your energy because he has none. He's been cast out of heaven. He lost his place of authority. So now he uses humans like human batteries to fuel him. How could the devil be a god if he had no subjects? He's a pseudo god. So therefore, what makes him a god is you empowering him to be one. He's not. There's only one God, the true and living God. So the devil's claim to being God has to be empowered by those who make him a god. Look at what I'm saying. He's not authentic. He has to make sure that you make him what he is, because without you, he can't be what he is. So he hooks you up into this make-believe matrix, siphons your worship out of you toward him to make him into a god when he's not really one. So when you detach yourself from the matrix, and you come to God through Jesus Christ, and you wake up out of that deep sleep, the devil hates you because he knows you have the power now to show others the light that will disconnect them from his matrix. And the devil's losing the ability to be a god when those that worship him stop making him one. Man, if you can't see this, I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to make this thing as plain as the nose on your face. So when you're blinded by the light, it's because the darkness in you is being confronted by something so bright that your mind conditioned to be plugged in through your senses to the world becomes offended by the light and you close your mind. So you have to have the Holy Ghost get you to a place where you seek the light. When you've had enough of the darkness, when you've walked around in darkness long enough and the Holy Ghost convicts you, he desires to turn you toward the light. Your life has been a living hell and you know it, but yet you still flip and flop around in the devil's matrix, the darkness of this world. When all you have to do is come to Jesus to get in the light and live. But see, you can live so long in darkness and under the sway of the devil that death, mayhem, cursing, and filth become so normal to you that you think that's life. I mean, it's pitiful for every day that you wake up to be lived in anguish. You got no joy. No progression, no happiness, nothing fruitful. You haven't accomplished anything and gone anywhere and done anything. You just serve the devil as he uses you all day and all night. The devil can only be a king and a god if human beings make him one. He has to live off of us. He has to siphon the life force out of us to stay in a place of rulership over people. Man, wake up out of the darkness and God will give you light. Stop being blinded by the revelatory light of the Lord Jesus Christ so you'll be free. Look at Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew 6, verse 22. Matthew 6, 22. Matthew 6, 22. Let me get over there. I guess if I'm going to read it, I need to turn over there, huh? Matthew 6, 22. Look at this. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Your eye is single. Focus on Jesus. Yeah. Since he's the source of light and you focus on one entity, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is scattered, if you have a lot of variations coming through your eye, you're unfocused off of one thing because you got all these inputs. He says that's evil and your whole body is full of darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? You see, you can receive revelation that you think is deep and spiritual, but it's nothing but darkness. How do you know? Because it focuses you back on this present evil world. Anything that leads you back to here is the devil. When you focus on the Lord through his word, through prayer, through fasting, the reason why you get peace inside is because your mind becomes abstract and no longer focuses on the world. So the devil tries to send stuff into your life to make you focus back on the world again, to take your peace away. He will give you perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. That's where you find peace. The devil's always trying to stir up a bunch of commotion, mainly through other folks that are not saved and words they're talking about and what they're going through, to try to draw you back into the devil's confined matrix so you're not peaceful. And Jesus Christ dwells in the midst of peace, not anarchy. God is not the author of confusion. I'm just showing you now the dictates of battling the devil. It's all in your mind. It's all about perception. It's all about interpretation of data. It's all about the atmosphere in your mind. If you can walk in the spirit, if the atmosphere in your mind is representative of what God likes to live in, you're walking in the spirit when the atmosphere in your mind coincides with God's mind and you got unity, you got a bond, you got a covenant with God in your mind because your mind is abstract like his is. But as soon as you begin to lock up on the time and space continuum, the junk down here, your mind unfocuses from God and you walk around full of anxiety, worry, strife, debate, hatred, malice, bitterness. Man, get out of there. Get out of there and get to the light. If you stay in the light, your mind will be changed to be adaptable to the light. It'll become normal to you. And the blindness will go away as your mind begins to basically focus itself on Jesus. Since the light is so bright coming from Jesus, your mind will constrict. It won't dilate. It'll focus in on Jesus alone. And now anything that's not Jesus, you just disregard it and cast it down. Every imagination, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What do? You cast it down. Because you're intruding upon my peace. You're intruding upon my focused mind. You're intruding upon my abstract mind. Get back. Get back, Jack. Step back. That's how you got to live this thing, yo. You got to stay free. Don't get back from the light. When you first come in this thing, especially when you've been religious for a long time, and you come to ministries like this where it's teaching you things that are illuminating you, you have a natural inclination to say, this can't be right, and man, I never heard this before, and what is this all about, and boy, this is wild. But you've been in the darkness of religion and churchianity. You got to be delivered still. You came to church because the light of truth was too bright for you, so you found something compatible to what you could receive because you weren't ready to hear the things that will bring more illumination to your mind. But now God is saying, come on up higher and have your mind made more abstract. Look at Luke 11 verse 33. No man, when he has lighted a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, the whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If the whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Blinded by the light, folks. Blinded by the light. In the matrix so long that the revelation of Jesus Christ blinds me. So used to being used by the devil that I can't even let God treat me good. You know, it's bad when you've been programmed to be used so long that somebody treating you good is foreign to you. That's bad. Rejected people seek out somebody to validate them in the flesh, and they always end up getting used by somebody, because the devil's kingdom can only use you, only ostracize you, negate any development in your life and your mind. The devil only subtracts and divides. He takes from you. He adds nothing to you. He'll falsely seem to appreciate you only to use you. Man, you ought to be tired. Lady, you ought to be tired. Everybody ought to be tired of being used by the devil and pimped by him. The light. Come to the light. Don't recoil. Don't step back. I'm making this thing as simple and as plain as the nose on your face. You'd have to try to misunderstand what I'm saying. It makes perfect sense. An eternal, abstract God. No beginning and no ending. Thoughts that have no beginning and no ending. And my mind has to be adapted to his mind. I got to have limited potential in my mind for thinking. That way God can tell me anything. He can expose me to all kinds of mysteries. I can know all kinds of things coming and flowing from the mind of an eternal God. Why limit yourself? He'll give you witty inventions. Why not become wealthy from what God told you? He might tell you how to do all kinds of things. You might invent something that will make you hundreds of millions of dollars plugged into God's mind. Who knows the depths of what you might find out plugged into God's mind? An eternal mind that knows everything? Stop letting the devil limit you. Stop letting the devil tell you you can't when you can. Start thinking outside the box he put you in. The devil is a god because you make him one. When you stop making him one, he'll stop being one over you. Don't waddle around in his darkness. Don't settle for less. Don't stumble around in darkness forever, limited in your thinking, confound and bound by the devil's limited, pitiful, filthy mind. Break out of there and live. Break out of there and come to a higher place in life. People have gone downstream to the devil's dictates. The devil is a groveling, low-life creature. Why not come up higher? Why not be all that God called you to be? The army used to advertise that. Be all that you can be. And man, it's a higher place out here. It's a better place for you out here. You ought to attend to moving up in life. Darkness. Depravity. Destitution. Lowliness. Loneliness. And hanging around people like that. No. No. It's time to come up, move up, get up. The only way out of this thing is to be exposed to that which will challenge your mind to expand its borders and become abstract. When you first get in it, your eyes will squinch, your mind will draw back because of the light. The devil wants to tell you, hey, look, you can't make it. You can't do this. It's too intense. Stay in it. Stay in it. God will win out at the end. If you don't come to God and give him your mind and your soul to work with, you'll stay down here forever, bound to the devil's world, making him a god over you and bowing down to his dictates. It's time, folk, to move up to higher ground. It's time to be better and do better. When you know better, you can do better. Don't believe the devil's lies anymore. Come up higher. If you don't, if you choose to just draw back to the filth, if you choose to just subjugate yourself to the devil's plans, you'll be conformed more and more to the darkness. You'll be more and more comfortable in darkness. And God will become foreign to you. And then when the word of God comes through a vessel to expose you to the truth of God and the abstract panoramic view of living in God's world, you'll sit there confounded, confused, antagonistic, and combative because Satan has embedded something in you and is causing you to be blinded by the light. Time to come up higher, folks. Let's get moving. We can do better than this. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. God, give us the grace to hear your word. Let this word erode away everything that's holding us back. We want to go further. We want to go deeper. We want to get the best out of life from the living God. God, break these chains that hold us back. Break these shackles to this world. Get us out of this mesmerized state that just loves the world. Break us out of this thing so we can live in the abstract spiritual world of God, the deep ocean of God, an ocean of thoughts, dynamic thoughts, creative thoughts, victorious thoughts found in the mind of God. God, come on, open our minds, expand our borders, that we might increase. In Jesus' name, amen. That's going to wrap it up for tonight, y'all. It's 9:02 right now. Prayer line is starting up right now. The prayer line, get on it right now. Don't hesitate. If you listen to the message, stop clicking off the message and going to sleep. Get on the prayer line, man. Pray about what you just heard. Ephesians, we just showed you what to pray in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 through 19. Get on the prayer line and pray that prayer. Man, it's time to get understanding, illumination, revelation, knowledge, and wisdom. It's time to move on in God. Some of y'all making money that's just not even close to what God wants you to make. You making $25,000 a year, and God has plans for you to make $300,000 a year, but your mind won't expand. Let your mind expand and get out of there in Jesus' name. Prayer line right now, that number, 1-641-715-3670, 641-715-3670, access code 409-367, 641-715-3670, access code 409-367. Remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, give, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Give to Dunamis Tabernacle. Give and keep giving. Give till we get this $800,000 and the tabernacle standing there. And we're launching a spiritual war. Remember the conference, May 27th through the 29th. Register now. www.omegaministries.org. Click on news and then conferences and events. Remember to get your book, Lucifer's Children, Milan Martin, available on Amazon.com or the Prophecy Club. Look, y'all, we're teaching this thing plain, simple, straight to the point. You have to try to miss this. You got to mortify. You got to kill the old man and raise up the new man and get rid of the demons, then empower the old man. When you actually kill off that flesh, the demons will go, allowing your mind to be transformed, because the spirits of the devil had you thinking certain things. You kill off that flesh and dispatch those demons, and you'll begin to think differently. You don't know the limitations that have been placed on your mind by the devil. It'll be the rude awakening to find out how limited you've been, all because the devil has painted images about yourself in you that are not true. You fooling around the wrong people. You walking with people you shouldn't even be around because you think at such a low level. It's time to raise up, get up, move up. We'll be talking about this a little further on Sunday in the message entitled A Chained Mind. Not a changed mind, a chained mind. Mind chains. Man, you're going to be amazed at how far you could be going compared to where you've already gone and you're limited to, because the devil chained your mind up. You got to think higher to move up higher. Listen to it Sunday. Mind chains. On the prayer line right now, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Get over there right now and pray through to a breakthrough. See you Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, same live stream channel. Pray for the ministry. Help us raise these funds. It's time to take this thing into the physical realm, on the street corner, in a location to project saints into the battle. Dunamis Tabernacle. Support it in Jesus' name. See you Sunday. Have a good week. Be blessed.